I'm Krishna. I'm a developer with the PowerShell team. I'm here to share with you some of the PowerShell remoting concepts. So this is in addition to PowerShell basics session that we saw earlier. Here I'm going to show you some of the advanced concepts of PowerShell remoting. Let me start my demo script. So I'm trying to emulate the behavior in a data center. Here I have a file computers.txt which has all the information of all the computer names that are there in my data center. So in this case I have two machines in my data center, CrisCVLH and CrisCVZoom. So invoke command is a PowerShell v2 commandlet, new commandlet that we created in version 2, which you can use to perform remoting tasks. Here I'm trying to execute invoke command commandlet and execute command get service t star on these computers. So it will basically run get service t star on these two computers, get the data. So it is a very powerful concept. You can use invoke command to execute your commandlet, your whatever command you have on thousands of machines in your data center. So all you need to do is give the information of the computers to run on. So typically a data center will have more than one machine. Some of the data centers can run into thousands of machines. So remoting involves making a remote connection, sending command data to the other end, run the command and then get the data. So it involves a lot of network traffic. So to avoid, to get better usage of the network throughput, you might want to run only on some machines. You might want to run the command only on some machines rather than on all the thousand machines at once. So to benefit in that, we have created a parameter called throttle, which will throttle the connections. So if your computers.txt has, let us say, 100 machines, and you don't have enough network bandwidth, you can say throttle one or two. That way, only two connections will be active. So what we'll do is we internally create, in this case we are creating only one connection. So computers.txt has two machines, but we make only one connection at a time. So what we did was we first created a connection to CrisCVLH, ran the command, get the output, close the connection, and then created another connection to CrisCVZoom, ran the command, get the data. So using invoke command, you can run commands on any of the machines you want, collection of machines you want, and then you can act on the output locally using local commands. In this case, I'm trying to run this long commandlet, get WMI object, Win32 operating system, on all the computers in my machine in my data center, and I'm trying to manipulate the outcome on my local machine. Here in this case, I'm trying to format the output in a particular format where I'm trying to display only the OS name and OS architecture build number. So if I run this command, I'm getting all the operating system related information of all my machines in my data center. Here CrisCVLH is running a 32-bit machine and CrisCVZoom is 32-bit. So if you have thousands of machines, you can use this simple commandlet to basically query your operating system status. So whatever throttling we have learned so far, we can use the same concept with new PS session as well. With new PS session, you can basically say throttle one. That means new PS session uses only one connection to make a session. So we have created two persistent, in this case we have created two persistent sessions. Okay, so creating a session involves sending lot of packets between client and server, sending more than one packet in this case. So to save on the network throughput, we use throttle parameters. However, a session has internally uses something called keep alive data packet that will be sent every X minutes, which can be configured. So here in this case, even though, let us say, your data center has 500 machines, so even though I use throttle one, since we created a persistent session, there will be 500 packets being sent every X minutes. So keep that mind in mind when using throttle with new PS session. It is recommended to use throttle only with invoke command. Invoke command basically creates a connection, runs the command and closes the connection. So it is always better to use throttle with invoke command rather than with new PS session. So once I created a new session, I can use this persistent session with invoke command as well. So invoke command has two parameter sets. First parameter set takes a computer name. The second parameter set takes a session. So if it takes a computer name, it creates the connection, runs the command, closes the connection. If it takes a session, it will only run the command. It won't close the session. So in this case, we're just running the command. In this case, get service T star on both the sessions here. So I'm running the T star command both on Chris CVLH and Chris CVZoom. So once the command is run, the sessions are not closed. PowerShell is not about just running a command, getting the output. It has baked in host interactions like prompt for credential, like prompt for confirm, prompt for what if. So we have done all that work in PowerShell V2 remoting as well. So in this case, I'm going to show a local behavior. In this case, I'm going to create a new process, PowerShell.exe. So a new process created. And I'm trying to use confirm. So confirm, as you know, confirm basically pauses a question before taking an action. So here it's asking whether you really want to close the PowerShell exe process that we created just now. So let us go ahead and say yes. So the same behavior is replicated with PowerShell remoting as well. So if you have written a commandlet and declared it supports should process, which is confirm and what if, will basically honor your commandlet's behavior with PowerShell remoting. You don't need to do anything. Just use invoke command and then give the, in this case I'm creating start process and doing stop process on the object, on the process that I created. Okay, and then saying confirm. So now if we invoke this command on the remote machine, from the remote machine's commandlet is asking user a question whether the user wants to really stop the process or not. We bring that user interaction data back to the local machine and give the same information to the user and wait for his response. Once the user responds, let's say yes, we send this data, PowerShell remoting send this data back to the server machine. Server takes the data and then continues with commandlet execution. So all you need to do is write commandlet. If there is already a commandlet, use the commandlet. So if the commandlet works in version 1, it will work the same way with invoke command with PowerShell remoting. It will have the same behavior as it is running locally. So once done, you can close the session. So I'm trying to clear up the sessions that I created so far using remove PI session commandlet. Okay, so using PowerShell V1, lot of you have written some complex scripts which to manipulate machines in the data center. So with invoke command you can basically send in a command string or you can send in a script file. So if you already have a script file, in this case I have something called asset information which I use to basically collect machine data like user information, operating system information, OS information, etc. So I use this script to collect machine related information. So if you have such a script, you can use the same script to run on all the machines in your data center without copying the script to the destination machines. In this case, what I'm telling to invoke command is, hey, take all the machines in my data center and then run this script. What it will do is it won't copy the script to the data machine, but it will convert the script content into a script block, PowerShell script block, and then send the script block to the server machines and then run the command there. So this saves you a lot of file management. Okay, so you don't need to copy this same asset information script to thousands of your data center machines. You can write your script once, put it there in your network share and then use the script on the machines. You don't need to do any management, file management here. So this, we feel this is very powerful utility to have. So in this case, I'm basically manipulating the output locally. So in this case, I'm trying to get the computer information. So this is the computer information. This is the processor information. One is running Intel Core, one is Intel Pentium. You can see all the data here. And the user information, like the number of users or like user data here. So this is very powerful. Like we feel this saves a lot of time, a lot of your time. Okay. So some of the management tasks involve long running scripts. So invoke command by default basically pauses until the command completes. If you use as job parameter, the command is run in the background. What this means is invoke command sends the instructions to all the destination machines and waits in a background thread for the data, for the completion, and leaves the UI thread to the user to perform next tasks. So if you do as job, what you get is a job object. This is job object. Using this job object, you can basically manipulate the job object. I will show you that in a few minutes. So this will basically create invoke command, and invoke command does all the work in background. So what you get is a job object. So now you have one job object which is running a script on two machines in this case. So you, here you do all your tasks. Once you're done with your all your tasks, you can wait for a completion on this job using wait job commandlet. Wait job, I'm giving the job object that I have. So it will wait for the job to be completed. In this case, the job completed. Now once the job is completed, you can get the data using receive job commandlet. So receive job, you'll get the data. So here you will get all the host interaction data, like confirm data, prompt for credential, all these things you will get in receive job. So you have all these job variants, like you can say get job, get the all the jobs that are there currently in your session, receive job to basically receive data, remove job to cancel an operation and remove it from the local store, start job is for starting the job, and stop and wait job as you know. Okay, so I'm sure this is some advanced data. So what we have in PowerShell V2, we have introduced a new session variable called PS version table. We think this information is useful for script and commandlet writers to take dependencies on PowerShell version. What it has is, it has the CLR version that this PowerShell exe, PowerShell is dependent on, build version, PS version, WS master. So we are dependent on WinRM stack 2.0 here, and then PS compatible versions. What this means is, this version of PowerShell is compatible with 1.0 version of PowerShell as well as 2.0, and PS remoting protocol version. What this means is we are using a remoting, like network transport protocol of 2.1. So you can use this data in your scripts to basically customize your scripts as per different versions of PowerShell. So I'm taking one of the computer information here, like selecting the first computer. So getting only the first computer here, and then creating a session to that computer. So now to get this remote computer's PS version table, this remote computer's PS version table is available in this session's application private data, which is called PS version table. So client can use server's PS version table to make some decisions, whether to basically perform an operation or it can use this data to make some, client can use this data to make some decisions. Similarly, server can use something called PS sender info to make decisions depending on the client. So every server will have access to this $PS sender info variable, where you have information like the computer name, the user information, like what is the name of the user, what is his role, all those information, and the connection string the client used to make a connection to the remote machine. So in this case, client used this connection string to make a connection to the server. So you can use this, the server can use this data to manipulate the commandlet behavior depending on client's information. I'm doing some cleanup task. This is, I'm doing get session pipe to remote session. Okay, so far I showed you this PS version table, which is static data. The data is totally controlled by PowerShell engine. So if as a third party, if you want to customize the data, that is the initialization data, you can use what is called new PS session option commandlet. Here, this is used to control session creation. Okay, invoke command, new PS session, both take this new PS session object to control the behavior of creating the session. So this has a parameter called application arguments. So this parameter, you can use this parameter to send customized data to the remote server. So I'm creating some customized data, hello equal to world. You can create any your application specific data here. So the remote server will have access to this information that client sent in something called application arguments. So if you see, I have this hello world here. So using PS version table and application arguments, client and server both can control their behavior depending on the values that are there in this variables. I hope this session is useful to you. This completes this particular video. Thanks.